Fox 103 and the Outdoor Show. Where are those fish biting? Our outdoor guy has the inside details. Should you fish the small inland lakes or along the shores of Lake Superior? What's biting with our outdoor guy, Adam Carpenter? Only on Fox 103.
We're headed into this weekend. Looks like it's going to be some consistent weather for a while. The warmer weather seems to have helped a little bit on the inland lakes. So let's give Marty a try here from Gwynn Bait and Tackle. Hopefully he's got good word on the inland lakes around southern Marquette County.
Gwynn Bait and Tackle, Marty.
Hey, Marty. It's Adam from the Outdoor Show. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm beat.
You're beat?
Oh, I was almost sleeping here.
I don't mean to interrupt.
Oh, I'm tired, man. I've been going like crazy lately.
So I interrupted your nap?
Yeah, no, not really.
Well, do you got a moment to talk to us? I just thought I'd give you a jingle. I haven't talked to you in a couple weeks.
Well, we'll see what happens. I got a customer just pulled up.
Okay.
Yeah, so what's happening with you?
Oh, I just wanted to check in and see how the inland fishing's been. I heard the walleye fishing's picked up a little bit, mostly on leeches.
A little bit, that's what I heard, too.
You saw a lot of leeches?
Yeah, more and more crawlers lately, and I think a lot of people are out for bluegills.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Have you heard anything about the walleye fishing at all on any of the lakes around Gwynn?
No, I sure haven't.
Okay.
Yeah, like you said, it just started picking up, it seemed like. I think this warmer temperature, people just find that hard to believe, you know, but somebody dropped a thermometer off their dock in 3 feet of water, and he said it was 68 degrees. He said, normally, it's 80 degrees at this time of year.
Yeah.
So it's still cool, but I think that there's a little spike and a little warm up here, and I think that's what you've been hearing, is that they're starting to get some walleyes, and that's what I heard, too.
Okay.
So, you know, they were catching walleyes previously in the Escanaba River here, but nothing there yet either. So,
what part of the Escanaba?
The middle branch. Yeah, from Gwynn south.
Okay. All right. Well, what about the bluegill fishing? Are they catching bluegills, you're hearing?
They're catching bluegills. Yeah, I haven't heard of any monster tails, but they're catching bluegills anyhow. Big Shag Lake.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of the most underrated fish to eat, in my opinion.
Underrated fish eating?
Yeah, I love eating bluegills.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and if you can scale them and eat that skin, that doubles the pleasure. It does. I guess that skin is really good. In my mind, anyways.
No, I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
I kind of do a combination batter with Drake batter and a little bit of panko, and it really works well on bluegills.
No kidding, hey?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The only way... You know, I'll eat fish anyway, but I really like to keep it simple and basic, and I just use butter in the fry pan with some onions. That's it.
That sounds good.
And that way, all fish are treated equally.
Equal opportunity fish fryer.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, well, have you heard anything else about smallmouth or pike or anything?
Not a heck of a lot, no. Oh, boy. Got more company coming, Adam.
All right. Well,
yeah, it's been pretty quiet. It's been slow here, real slow.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know what the heck's going on.
Well, we appreciate you taking a moment to talk to us.
All right, Adam.
Marty from Gwynn Bait and Tackle.
Talk to you later.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
This is The Outdoor Show, only here on Fox 103.